If you leave an animal in the dead heat, in the sun, or you put it in the hands of a chereshayt v'kadin, even here, the Rav says if you would watch it properly. Now, watching properly doesn't mean with like a whole big thing, like we said in the previous Mishnayos. Rather, it just means you have like a wall that's going to stand with a ruach mitzuya. It doesn't have to be a Fort Knox wall. It doesn't even have to be a fully locked wall. It just has to be that in normal circumstances, the wind is not going to blow it down. But here, if you have it in the sun, that's not going to be enough because the animal's going to go crazy. And therefore, v'yotze v'yizika, if it goes out, you're chayiv. Also, the chereshayt v'kadin, since they don't have das, they're not going to be able to watch it properly, so you're chayiv also for leaving it with them. Masara laroa, if you gave it over to a shepherd, now it also means that the shepherd then gave it to another shepherd. Nichnas roa tachtav, this, let's call him a junior shepherd, an apprentice shepherd, a shepprentice. So here, nichnas roa tachtav means that the junior, he's the one that's chayiv. Normally, shomer shemosel shomer, the initial shomer is chayiv, because if I give something for my friend to watch, I didn't ask you to give it to somebody else. I only put my responsibility in you. So you're the one that's ultimately chayiv. So don't give it to somebody else. However, in this case, everybody knows that a roeh has these people under him. And it's customary, and I sort of accept and understand that you're going to do this. Therefore, the last guy that has it, he's the one that's chayiv. Nafla legina. If your animal falls into a garden, falls means it slips by itself. It's not where you had other animals that were pressing against it, was sort of pushing it there, your other animals, because then you are going to be chayiv. But here it just slipped. Venenis, now that it found itself there, it had benefit. It started eating from your friend's stuff. Mishalemes mashenenis. This is a kula. You don't pay what you damaged. Rather, you're not chayiv for what you damaged. It's as if your friend just fed your animal what it normally needed. So sometimes if it eats something really expensive, you don't have to pay him for the damage of eating an expensive thing. Rather, you just have to pay for what the animal benefited. And what the animal benefited, we mean what it normally eats to subsist. Because Lamaisa, you benefited from the guy's field. And that's what you have to pay only, even if it's less. Yarda kedarka v'zika. But if the animal just went its normal way and was mazik, mishalemis mashi hizika, then you pay exactly what you damage. If it's expensive, you pay what it's worth. Ketzed mishalemis mashi hizika. So how do you estimate, how do you pay what it damages? Shamin beisa ba'oisa sada kama hoisa yafa v'kama hi yafa. The Tanakama holds that we're makel by the mazik. The Torah says ubir b'stei acher, and that means that we estimate it through a whole field, through a whole sada. Bir b'stei acher. So therefore, the way we estimate it, we look at the whole field, how much a person would pay for a whole field versus how much a person would pay for a whole field minus the damage that he did, which is not a big difference. Like, because people, when they're focused on a whole big field and you just take out a little bit, they're not going to pay that much less. That's the difference that he pays. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ochle Peres Gemurim, Mishalemes Peres Gemurim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it depends. If the food or fruit that was damaged was fully ripe, you pay exactly what you damaged. Im sa sa. However, if it's not fully ripe, that's when you estimate it according to the whole sada, like the Tanakhama said. But when it's fully ripe, you focus on the actual fruit that you damage. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon.